driving it like he stole it. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Here's Steve.
Sailing in between the land, the enemy.
Watching the stock market these last couple of days would make you dizzy, wouldn't it? I mean, it would make your head spin. Stocks closed higher Thursday, adding to the massive gains from the previous sessions. More than 1,000 points up, then add about 260 points on top of that, 1.1%. The Dow closing above 23,000 again. The S&P closed up at 2488. You know, this is after massive drops. Over December has been the most volatile on Wall Street ever. It was lining up to be the worst December since 1931. I don't know where it's going to end up because you've got today, and I guess you would have Monday, right? And I'm keeping an eye on all of that as we keep apprised of where we may go as far as the stock market. I'm one of these guys, and I've said this before. I'm not a stock jockey. I'm not an expert. I'm like a lot of people. I know just enough to be dangerous. And so I watch it, and I say, gosh, it went up. That's good. Gosh, it went down. That's bad. But really, does it affect me on a day-to-day basis? Generally not. My big concern is always whether there's an indication of a recession on the way. So that's why I keep a close eye on where the stock market may go, because you don't want to end up in a place where there's a recession on the way or you have an indication of that. The economy is doing so well. And again, I just told you I was in Orlando over Christmas. And let me tell you something. There's a city where they're building. The Amway Center and I-4 and all of these things that are going on around in Orlando, where there's construction and activity and economic activity at a blistering pace. You've got all of those things going on. And I spent some time at a Disney property called Disney Springs, which was a beautiful place. I guess they used to call this Downtown Disney, the old downtown, not on one of the theme park properties, but you know, just out where anybody can go. And it's just dozens of restaurants and shops and bars and cool things, including amphibious vehicles you can ride around in the, you know, the water features. Of course, only Disney controls the money, and that's the way it always works, and that's the way the economy is going there. So things are very strong for the economy there and everywhere else. Shifting gears now, we are joined by Humphrey Hawksley, a leading BBC foreign correspondent and commentator on world affairs and the author of the new book, Asian Waters, The Struggle Over the South China Sea and the Strategy of Chinese Expansion. Humphrey, I'm glad we hooked up. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. And yourselves?
I'm doing well, thank you. The Chinese, they're keeping their economy rolling any way they can, just like I talked about the American economy here, pressing forward. And in addition to that, growing a blue water navy, creating islands in the South Pacific and turning them into military bases. China is a country on the move, aren't they?
Yes, I think over the past few months, it's become very interesting with China, because in the past 5 years, during the Obama administration and when Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, came to power, they have basically militarized and taken control of the South China Sea, which is this major shipping route, which you know, $1 trillion worth of trade goes every year, and they put aircraft, missiles, we don't quite know what, on islands that have made that sea a strait. So on the left and the right, as you go through, you're facing Chinese military bases. They won't necessarily activate them, but they're there should they want to. Then President Trump came into power, and what you've got now is a very unpredictable situation where you've got an increased American naval presence in this crucial waterway. You've got the trade war that's currently going on, which has put a big question mark over this Chinese miracle growth. And you've got a crackdown on a number of elements that China has been doing to expand its power all over the world. And it puts the world economy and the military balance in a very precarious situation.
Very delicate, I think, is a good way to put it, Humphrey. Humphrey Hawksley from the BBC here with us today. Not only did the Chinese put those islands there and put military bases, they told the U.S. and its allies, including the U.K. and others, to stay away. You're not allowed to come here. This is now Chinese international water. Talk about precarious. That's almost a hair trigger, isn't it?
I think that could be a hair trigger. when I get talks about this around the world, there are a number of triggers around the world that could start conflict. And I think this is the most crucial, clear and present trigger at the moment. The reason for this is straightforward, is that an international court that China ostensibly agrees with, working under international law that China has signed up to, has declared those military bases, those islands, fabricated new islands, as being illegal. And China has done nothing about it. It hasn't said, oh, I'm sorry, we've been caught, we'll take them down. They just kept building them. So if China is allowed to get away with this, what is going to happen 10, 15 years from now when China or when Russia or when Iran or any other hostile country, or whether the West, for that matter, flouts international law and ignores it?
Well, then what happens? So, but my question to you, Humphrey, is simply this. Short of starting a war, a shooting war, a hot war, how do you force China to get rid of the islands?
Well, I think what's been happening here is quite interesting, is that President Trump has initiated now this trade war. And that's been a wake-up call for China that it has become rich by selling to the Western democracies, to Europe and the U.S. That's where it's got its trillions and trillions of dollars from that has been able to give it the money to build these bases. What Trump has done and what this trade war has done has said, hold on a second, you're not powerful and rich enough yet to take on Europe and the United States. And I know that up in Zhongnanhai, which is the middle of the heart of power in Beijing, there are a lot of arguments going on as to whether China is pushing too hard, too fast, and whether it's going to be tripped up by the new sort of new policy, unpredictable policy to a point, of President Trump.
Humphrey, I want you to hold that thought right there. Humphrey Hawksley with me from the BBC, foreign correspondent and author of the brand new book, Asian Waters, The Struggle Over the South China Sea and the Strategy of Chinese Expansion. I want you to come back and answer one more question right after the break. Humphrey, hold right there. We'll be back in 2 minutes on The Steve Gruber Show.